Welcome to episode 400 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After 5 best of replay episodes, we have a brand new episode for you today. We're in day 5 of a new series, 100 Days in the New Testament. Over the course of the next 4 months, we will explore themes, study verses, and meet people from many of the 27 different books of the New Testament. Revelation 21, verse 5. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." These words are trustworthy. These words are true. We all trust in something. Even the most skeptical among us exercise complete trust in many things. When we stand up, we trust that our legs will hold us. When we sit down, we trust the chair. We trust that when we inhale, the right amount of oxygen will be present to sustain us. When we go to bed, we trust that the earth will continue its rotation so that morning will come. We have chosen to place trust in these things because of their past reliability. We choose to trust. Otherwise, we would live in a constant state of fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. When it comes to God and the Bible, the same principles apply. We choose what we trust. Faith in God means that we have chosen to trust that He exists, that He is the one who the Bible says He is, and that our trust or lack of it will radically impact our lives and eternity. However, the alternative to faith is not lack of faith. To choose against faith in God also requires trust. We must trust that God does not exist, that He cannot be known by us, and that this choice has no impact on our lives and eternity. Denying God's existence takes an even bigger leap of faith because the questions raised in the Bible still demand to be answered. Those who discount the Bible must supply answers themselves to countless questions with no ready answers, such as those dealing with the meaning of life and the complexity of design seen in the universe. Many who choose to trust something other than the Bible must finally agree with the atheist Bertrand Russell, who concluded that if life beyond the grave is a myth, then life before the grave has no meaning. When choosing where to place our trust, we must consider the reliability of each option. The Bible makes some startling claims about itself. Some people think they can pick and choose which parts of the Bible they consider true, but the book itself never gives us that option. It states that it is the inspired Word of God, that it is true, and that it is the guidebook for our lives. To trust that this is not true means that everything else the Bible claims is suspect. Therefore, claiming the promises while ignoring the commands is irrational. But can we trust the New Testament? The Gospels give us 4 different yet not conflicting accounts of the birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Gospels demonstrate how Jesus was the promised Messiah of the Old Testament and lay the foundation for the teaching of the rest of the New Testament. The book of Acts records the deeds of Jesus' apostles, the men Jesus sent out into the world to proclaim the gospel of salvation. Acts tells us of the beginning of the church and its rapid growth in the first century AD. The Pauline epistles, written by the Apostle Paul, are letters to specific churches, giving official Christian doctrine and the practice that should follow that doctrine. The general epistles complement the Pauline epistles with additional teaching and application. The book of Revelation is filled with prophecies about events that will occur in the end times. But the question can still be asked, why should we trust that the 27 books that have come to constitute the New Testament are the infallible, inspired Word of God? When you have lots of copies of a document, it is easy to compare them and see where variations in the text may occur. For instance, we have about 1,800 known copies of Homer's Iliad. This is by far the most copies of any ancient document. By comparison, the next closest is the writings of Demosthenes at 400 copies. Then there are the writings of Julius Caesar, 10 copies, and the Roman historians Tacitus with 20 copies and Pliny, 7 copies. No one disputes the authenticity of these manuscripts. But when it comes to the New Testament, we have 5,824 copies in the original Greek. When you count all the languages, Latin, Syriac, Coptic, and more, there are more than 20,000. These copies in aggregate are 2.6 million pages of biblical text. While some of these manuscripts are small and fragmentary, the average size of a New Testament manuscript is 450 pages. No other ancient text can compare with the New Testament when it comes to the sheer volume of manuscripts, nor when we consider how close the earliest manuscripts are to the originals. We have good evidence to suggest that most of the New Testament was written before 70 AD. This is not a unanimous conclusion by any means, but it is reasonable, and it is based on historical facts. And all of the books of the New Testament were written within a lifetime of the death of Jesus. After a Jewish uprising against the Romans that began in 66 AD, the Roman emperor dispatched the general Titus to the region to gain control. A conflict ensued that lasted nearly 4 years. Finally, in 70 AD, Titus surrounded the city of Jerusalem and attacked. In the end, he destroyed the city and burned the Jewish temple to the ground. These are not minor incidents. The temple was the center of the Jewish culture and the home of Judaism. Yet none of the New Testament authors even mention these events. In fact, John 5 verse 2 contains the following passage. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. John's description of the temple is in the present tense. This suggests he wrote these words before the temple was destroyed. And most scholars believe John's was the last gospel written. The other gospels in the book of Acts were penned well before it. There is no denying the New Testament reads like a collection of eyewitness accounts about the life and teachings of Jesus. But that doesn't mean it is. Details count. And details are exactly what the New Testament provides. In his book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, Frank Turek lists 84 specific details. And these occur just in the last 16 chapters of the book of Acts. They include the names of people, places, and other details that have been confirmed by history and archaeology. Likewise, the Gospel of John contains 59 confirmed details. None of them are the kind of details someone would fabricate. And there's no other set of ancient manuscripts that contain this level of historically verifiable authenticity. Ultimately, God has given each of us free will to choose what we believe, but he's also placed his fingerprints all over his creation, and he has written an instruction manual so we would know how to live. His word has given us ample evidence that it can be trusted. His word has given us ample evidence that it can be trusted, and those who do trust the Bible have a solid foundation upon which to build their lives. Father, we thank you that you have given us your word, a word that is trustworthy and true. Give us faith to believe and empower us to obey. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.